what I consider the main event of the show, which is Rey Mysterio against Evan Bourne. They showed a little promo before the match. Two guys who aren't exactly good talking in front of a camera, having a fun little promo exchange. It was, you know, it's what it is. And then we get the match. 12 minutes of awesomeness. Great psychology to start off with. They kind of went kind of slow, doing each other out, and then boom, 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 counter reversal. And then they went to a commercial break with a great standoff, and back from break, more counters, more reversals. Rey looks so crisp here. Bourne just has it. Whatever it is, he's got it. He is special. Special showcase. Finish was Rey hitting the 619, went for the springboard senton, but Bourne ducked and then hit the reverse Rana, but Rey countered into a victory roll and trapped Bourne's shoulders for a pinfall. And they kind of had a handshake. So before we get to the post-match, this deserves its own talking point. I had it 3 stars. Wade hit it at 3.5. You can go either way on that. What are your thoughts on this match?
Oh, this is definitely one of the better Raw matches probably in the last year. I mean, just great back and forth with two guys that are fast and crisp with their movements. Outside of the one botched springboard spot from Mysterio in here, I mean, it was just nonstop back and forth, and with high spots that, I mean, made sense in the context of the match with the two of them, had consequences with misses, and, I mean, affected the outcome instead of just bing, bang, boom, high spot, high spot, high spot. I mean, they're both really good at putting them into a match in a meaningful way. I think Evan Bourne brings that really well, and you know, it's just great to see a young wrestler take the opportunities that he's given and force them to give him more time and force them to take a better look at him and to give him even more opportunities based on his performance in the ring, because he's not there as a promo at all. I mean, that's clear. But he, like you said, he's got it. Whatever it is, he's got it. He clicks with the audience. People love to watch him wrestle because you want to see him pull off that just absolutely picture-perfect moonsault or that picture-perfect shooting star. Mm. And he's so right there with all of his movements, and it just looks so awesome to watch that he's allowed to transcend the fact that he can't talk on the mic very well yet, and he can transcend the fact that he's not a gigantic guy in WWE standards. And, you know, he's a small, young guy who has basically taken every chance that they've given to him and gotten himself a job and gotten himself featured prominently on national television with one of the most beloved WWE wrestlers of all time, in Rey Mysterio. I mean, with fans around the world, Rey Mysterio, despite shortcomings over the last couple of years in any aspect, he's still one of the wrestlers that has always been a fan favorite. And here's Evan Bourne getting this chance to just get this complete rub off of him in really his first real exposure to a national audience, and he's got nothing but a bright future ahead of him.
Yeah. I mean, you summed it up right there. And I keep thinking, if this was, first of all, they gave him 12 minutes. And that show, and they gave him an entire quarter hour, including the post-match. They gave him pretty much every opportunity to say, here you go. Here's 12 minutes of TV time, and just go have a great match. And they did. And then I keep thinking to myself, if this was TNA, and not to rag on TNA, but if this was TNA, this is like, you know, Jay Lethal versus Petey Williams. This gets maybe 4 minutes, and they just pack in 18,000 high spots into 4 minutes. Here, Bourne and Rey showed how you do an X Division match at its ultimate, perfect form, at its optimum presentation. This was a perfect X Division match. They spaced out the spots. They had psychology. They had a standoff. They had counters. They had Bourne, knowing that Rey's finishers were coming, because he knows what kind of aerial attack Rey has, because he is about the aerial attack. And they show that throughout, of two guys that know aerial attacks and knowing how to counter. And it was just beautiful. It was just an amazing match to watch. And this was exactly how you do an X Division match. This is kind of what you would have seen on Wednesday night pay-per-views back in TNA and in the 2002-2003 era when they let guys have these kind of matches. Now, TNA just is so concerned about having so much happen and every second, every 30 seconds that we don't get to see these types of matches. So this is something you want to enjoy and kind of savor if you're a fan of what used to be the X Division from TNA. So this was just hands down, top of the match of the show, one of the best matches in the last 6 months since WrestleMania. So then afterwards, Rey and Bourne shook hands. Kane came down. And by the way, the crowd was red hot for this, so that was a bonus for that match. And then Rey sent Bourne away because he needed to take care of Kane. Kane was on the advantage, so Bourne tried to attack him. So they kind of doubled up on Kane until Mark Henry interfered, and then eventually Henry and Kane kind of ruled the day with a choke slam and World's Strongest Slam. So that was kind of a downer, but also it built up a chance for a comeback by Rey and Bourne. So I like that element of it. The heat was intense on this from the crowd. Jamie, what are your thoughts on the post-match?
It was just another one of those things that clicked well on this show. I mean, continues the Kane-Rey storyline in an effective manner with him, pissed off about getting beat last night and coming out, and Evan Bourne playing up the mutual respect with Rey Mysterio and continuing to help him out. And then his ECW feuds with Mark Henry and stuff coming into this match as well, and Mark Henry trying to show dominance over a smaller guy. And, it works when you've got two smaller guys that can make your monster guys look like monsters. And, it worked well here.
Yeah, it sure did. Do you see like a tag match coming out of this or maybe an ECW? Or how do you see this going forward with all four of these guys involved in this mix?
Well, they'll probably do a tag match, if not next week, on Raw at some point. It's a precursor to maybe Rey and Kane having teams at Survivor Series with some type of an elimination match there, and could be a setup, big guys against small guys, I don't know, something like that, or, just some type of traditional Survivor Series match could be head up with those four involved, and I'm sure we'll see one to two, if not a multitude of variations on that foursome going forward.